Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad will wrap up the season on Saturday against arch rival Delaware in the final game of the season. Coach coming off a tough one last time out against William and Mary. You did a lot of things right, but you lose the turnover battle 4-0 and you fall 24-17. What were the big takeaways from that one as we were talking off the air? When you go minus four, it's really tough to win in this league.
Yeah, no matter who you're playing, if you have minus four in the turnover category, and we did, we had four against us and we didn't get any from them. And we did have some opportunities, but, you know, the opportunities we had, we didn't come down with the football, and they were able to, two interceptions and two fumbles. So no matter who you're playing, especially if you're playing a CAA opponent, you're in harm's way when you lose the turnover battle, you know, by a margin of four. And it wasn't just that. I mean, we came within a touchdown. We had the ball with a couple opportunities toward the end of the game to, you know, maybe either go in there, tie it up, or take a lead. And, you know, there was other things that you and I talked about. Hidden yardage plays that you don't see in the box score. Because if you looked at the box score, you would have thought we were going to win the game. First downs were huge in our advantage. Rushing yards, we were greater than them. Passing yards, total yards, that whole thing. Time of possession, I think we had a 13-minute advantage as far as our offense on the field. We ran 78 plays to their 49 as far as number of offensive plays. So if you weren't at the game and you just looked at the stat sheet, you would have thought that Villanova came out on top. But unfortunately, the only stats that matter are points for and points against, and they had more than we did. And a lot of things that contribute to that are the turnovers. The turnovers, I think, are the number one contributor to those other two that I just mentioned. So they were able to get at least 10 of their points off of our turnovers. And, you know, the difference of the game was 7 points. So definitely want to try to make sure we not only secure the ball moving forward to our next game versus Delaware and have fewer turnovers than our opponent. That's always our goal going into the game. Obviously, we'd like to have no turnovers for every game, but that's a little unrealistic in thinking. But we definitely want to have less than our opponent, and this week we didn't. And then, you know, minimize our other mistakes. A couple bad snaps give you negative yardage plays. A couple penalties after nice gains bring the ball back and take you out of scoring opportunities at times and so on. So, you know, you can't survive the turnovers and the other things that I just mentioned and be able to win a game in this league.
I know he threw a couple of picks, but overall you get Zach Bednarczyk back and he plays the entire game. How'd he look? How'd he throw the football?
He did well. Actually, his two interceptions came on back-to-back series. So, and they were both one right at the first quarter and then early in the second quarter. And obviously he was frustrated with that. But he came back and battled well and gave us an opportunity toward the end of the game to, you know, we got that within 10. We got within 10 in the second half, and then we got the field goal with plenty of time on the clock. I think there was over 5 minutes left in the clock. We actually, our defense had three and outs to end the game, so they gave us the ball back two more times, and we just couldn't capitalize and get it down the field. We lost one on another turnover, which was an errant snap. With 3 minutes to go, we were right at midfield, so we had plenty of time to maybe go down and put one in and tie it up. And then we got the ball back again, and we couldn't convert on the 4th and 4 right again around midfield or on their side of the 50. So, but Zach competed. It was good to have him back in there. I think he ended up 21 of 35, but those two interceptions were critical because one of them was from our 17-yard line going in, so it took us out of a scoring opportunity. And he knows that, and he was a little rusty, but really appreciate his effort and love the way he competed and came back and gave us a chance there in the second half.
So now Delaware, this game always big regardless of what's on the table. What does the rivalry mean for the program?
Well, it's a game where, you know, you can almost throw the records out. There's times where, you know, we go in and it's a meaningful game for us. This year, it's probably more of a meaningful game for them, but you know, it's a huge game just because of a lot of reasons. Number one, you know, when you're looking at a rivalry game, you know, it's a game where you have a lot of history in the game, and we have plenty of history with Delaware going back and forth. We've played them for a number of years all the time. And then another thing that develops that rivalry is geographically, they're only 45 minutes down Route 95. So, you know, they recruit a lot of the same guys that we do. Our guys know a lot of guys on their team and vice versa. So, you know, it's a great rivalry. You know, it's a game that our guys look forward to. And, you know, about 12 years ago, I want to say now, they've given it a name. It's the Battle of the Blue, you know, and there's a trophy that signifies the winner. So, you know, you're able to hoist the trophy at the end of the game if you're victorious. And hopefully we'll be able to have that trophy, the Battle of the Blue trophy, on our bus on the way home and bring it back to our mainline campus. So it's a game that guys get super excited about. I'm sure they're going to be super excited as well. If they win, I'm sure they'll give them automatic bid, not an automatic bid, I'm sure they'll get into the playoffs with an 8-3 record coming out of this league. 7-4, you never know. But, you know, we're not looking to go in there and be spoilers or anything crazy like that. We're just going in to play our rival and hopefully play a well enough game to come out and, you know, end the season the right way for our seniors and have them go out with a, you know, victory over Delaware, their rivalry.
And X and O wise, what jumps out at you when you break them down on tape?
They're really good. I mean, they're really good on defense. They have a senior-dominated team from what I saw on their depth chart and what you see on film. They got the leading tackler in the league, Troy Reeder. His brother, Colby Reeder, is a guy we know because we recruited him as well. Troy, the older one who's leading the league in tackles, was a Penn State transfer. They have two linebackers. Troy's one of the linebackers. The other linebacker, Charles Bell, this is his sixth year. He's been granted a sixth year, so he's been in the program for a long time. Nasir Adderley is a guy from Great Valley High School, which is right near us, and he's their starting safety, and he leads their team in interceptions with four. So they're real stout on defense, and they do a good job in all those categories with guys that have a lot of starts under their belt. When you look at their depth chart, you're looking at guys that have started for 4 years in a row. So, you know, they're going into their 44th start, if you will, if they didn't have any injury along the way. And then when you look at their offense, Pat Keough seems to be really settling in at quarterback. He's doing a nice job. They have a big back in Connie Kane, who leads the league in rushing touchdowns. He has 10. I think he's the only running back in the league, or the only player in the league, that has double-digit touchdowns. And Keough, I think, is second in the league behind Tommy Flacco down there at Towson in touchdown passes. So they try to have a nice balanced attack. You know, they do a good job, and then they have another guy who used to be their quarterback who's now a wide receiver, Joe Walker, and they move him around in a lot of different positions because he's a really good athlete. They put in the Wildcat quarterback sometimes. And, you know, they get the ball to them in space, and they have a good kicker. I think their kicker is one of the top point scorers in the league as well. So, balanced attack. They do a great job. They have some good size up front as well on offense, and the tight end is one of the top tight ends in the league. So, you know, we'll have our hands full, definitely, but we just want to go in there, and as I said before, you know, just take care of the ball, secure the ball, minimize our mental mistakes. We had a couple last week, and we did clean up the penalty area a little bit, but a couple of them did come back to haunt us and take us out of some scoring opportunities, as I mentioned before. So if we can play a cleaner game and then just take better care of the football, you know, we'll go in there and hopefully give them everything we can handle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.